98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Brendan's Big.
98 FM.
Be talking about Ireland's most haunted house, Brendan.
Yes, I am. Let's set the tone this morning because Ireland's most haunted house is up for sale again.
Ooh.
Loftus Hall in Wexford.
Oh, I've been there.
Oh, yeah.
Not inside. I was too scared.
Believed to be the most haunted building in the entire country, okay?
Yeah.
Massive, massive house. It sits on 68 acres of land, very close to Hook Peninsula.
Yeah, Hook Lighthouse. Yeah. It does feel a bit spooky when you drive in. I can't explain it. There just is something in the air.
It's just a vibe. And as Psychic Sally told you and me, a vibe is a real thing.
She did.
She did. Well, it's currently owned by the man who created the Press Up Empire and is responsible for like nearly everything in Dublin.
They were turning it into a hotel, which I personally was quite excited about as somebody who is, am I from Wexford? Kind of.
Yeah.
My parents are from Wexford.
Close ties to Wexford.
I do.
Yeah, so Paddy McKillen has bars, restaurants, burger places all over Dublin, but clearly running scared of something at Loftus Hall because he's decided mid-renovation into that lovely hotel you talk about to put it up for sale. He was planning to turn the creepy house into a very fancy gaff.
I saw plans including a pool.
Ladyville House.
Yeah.
That's what it was going to be called, right? Over the years, Loftus Hall's been a private residence. It's been rented out by landlords. It's been a hotel in a previous life. And even run by two different orders of nuns. However, guided haunted tours first began in 2012 and they were very popular.
Oh, in 2012?
Yeah, only in 2012. Yeah, countless ghost stories have passed from one generation to the next, sharing spooky stories from within its four walls, including this legend.
Oh, come on.
One stormy night, a stranger approached Loftus Hall on horseback and was invited in by the Tottenham family who were living there at the time.
Yeah.
The young Lady Anne Tottenham became enchanted by a stranger.
Oh.
One night while playing cards. One night while playing cards, Lady Anne dropped a card and while bending down to retrieve it, she caught a glimpse of the stranger's foot under the table. But the foot wasn't a foot, it was a hoof. Yeah.
Didn't this happen up in the Hellfire Club as well?
Maybe it's
that
the same.
Someone was playing a game of cards and they looked
the
down.
Same man.
And it was someone with hooves.
Does,
the devil himself.
Rosanna Davison's dad, what's his name?
Christa Berg
has a song.
Lady in Red.
Is it about this? No, there's another one.
Oh, I thought that was just a woman in a red dress.
About a man playing cards with the devil. There's definitely a song. Maybe it's about this.
What's going on?
When she noticed the hoof, the man shot through the roof in a ball of flames. She never recovered from her ordeal, and neither would you.
No, you wouldn't be right after that.
Apparently she's haunted the place ever since, and maybe that's why Paddy McKillen's
legging it. I'm intrigued if anybody is listening who has been to Loftus Hall in Wexford and who has experienced something a bit strange.
Let us know.
But
is
then,
it creepy?
You know, there is as well. Was I just
when
saying
you're told
to myself,
it's scary.
You're driving in and you know it's the most haunted house in Ireland, allegedly. And was that just my brain playing tricks on me?
Could be.
Do you know?
Yeah, it could be. Let us know if you visited.
Yeah, we'd love to know.
Was it creepy? Up next this morning, it's a tricky noise to make. Some say it's what Tarzan does. Shakira may have tried it. And of course, there is a song about it in The Sound of Music. Yodeling is when someone very quickly switches back and forward between low and high frequency sounds to make a yodeling noise.
Yeah.
I'm not going to attempt it.
We did before and it wasn't our best.
It really didn't. There's a competition every year to crown the best yodeler in the world. But it turns out we may have been testing the wrong species.
Oh.
A study's just revealed that monkeys and not humans are the best yodelers in the world.
Did you make lots of noise?
Yeah, so when yodeling, we as humans can jump an octave, right?
Yeah.
But this new study claims that monkeys can jump 3.5 octaves.
Gosh.
So what they're calling a cheap trick in their larynx means monkeys will always beat humans in yodeling. We both have vocal folds inside our throat, which vibrate. So when we speak, that's vibrating. That's what you hear, right?
Mm-hmm.
But monkeys have more of that than we do.
Right.
So it gives them the upper hand and they can yodel. They can just jump.
We just haven't got the range.
Well, we used to have the range.
Oh.
And over evolution, we lost the range because if we still had the amount that monkeys have, we wouldn't be able to speak as we speak. We'd just be able to go,
I think, getcha.
And sound like a Chistery from Wicked. Yeah.
Sorry.
The spider monkey is the best yodeler out of all the monkeys.
Really?
Managing four octaves. Yeah.
I'd love to hear them now.
Yeah, same. I don't have an example of a monkey yodeling, but I'll try and find one for you. Finally this morning, let's have a bit of this. Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes.
Oh my gosh, that song when it came out was absolutely everywhere.
Yeah, released in 2003. Peaked at number 22 on the Irish Singles chart, which I really didn't think.
I would have thought that was the song of the year.
So would I. The White Stripes, of course, the group made up of brother and sister duo Jack and Meg White.
Mm.
Wrong. This story is really odd. For years, Jack and Meg White, the two members of the White Stripes, went around telling everyone who'd listened that they were brother and sister.
Yeah.
A few times in the early noughties.
I remember hearing that they were brother and sister.
Yeah. A few times in the early noughties, like kind of when they were massive, different reporters tried to question their sibling relationship, right?
Stop. It's got very White Lotus.
It's very White Stripes, White Lotus, right? So they, a couple of different journalists were like, we don't think you're actually brother and sister. What's going on here? And like, it's kind of a bit of a weird thing to say, because like, you'll have family members, friends, childhood friends, schoolmates. You know, if you weren't brother and
sister. I was in his year in school and I don't remember him having a sister.
Well, fast forward a few years after everyone believing they were brother and sister. And no. Jack and Meg from the White Stripes are husband and wife.
No way.
And they just decided that they'd kind of try and fool everyone and say they were brother and sister.
Maybe it was just in case the marriage didn't last and it got awkward.
As you say that, it gets even more strange. They were ex-husband and wife before they even became big, right?
Oh.
So the two members of the White Stripes, who everyone thought were brother and sister, were actually a separated couple. So they secretly got married back in the day. They quietly got divorced 3 years before Seven Nation Army
even
came out.
Well, that was very amicable. They made great music together.
Well, not amicable for too long, because not long after the band broke up, because according to Jack's version of events,
yes,
his ex-wife, not sister, was very uninterested in everything they did in the studio.
Right.
There you go. It's just such a weird thing to make up.
Yeah, so obviously now they're not, maybe they don't get on, and that's why they didn't make a comeback.
Unsure. That is Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now our next guest was incredible on Dancing with the Stars, and now he is lighting up the big screen in a new movie for mothers. Garrod Farrelly, welcome to 98FM.
Hello, it's lovely to be here.
Garrod, good morning. Thanks for coming in to see us.
Pleasure.
I was lucky enough to see this movie last week, for mothers. In my opinion, it's amazing. It's lovely. It's really funny. For anyone who hasn't yet seen it, it's out tomorrow. Can you tell us what it's about?
Yeah, Four Mothers is the story of Edward, who is a writer. He lives with his mother, who's had a stroke, and he's her full-time carer.
Yeah.
And also he has three gay friends who are all full-time carers for their mothers as well. So they all dump their mothers on Edward, like good friends do.
Yeah.
And they go for one last hurrah at Maspalomas Pride. And Edward has to take care of four ladies in their 70s.
Yeah.
Possibly 80s. And it's just about that weekend that he has to look after them. And it's kind of a love letter to carers, people who care for family members, because they don't really get the recognition they deserve.
Yeah.
Because it just suits everybody for this family member to look after. Took after these dependents.
Yeah.
And it's a gorgeous film. It's, I think every gay man should bring his mammy to see it.
100%.
It's just, it's lovely. And I can say that because I'm not in it that much. Yeah. Like, I'm in at the start and I'm in at the end. So I've seen it four times and me being in it hasn't ruined it for me.
Yeah, yeah. Who do you play in Four Mothers?
I play Colm, who is one of Edward's friends.
Oh, God.
So, like, there's basically, he's two friends and a therapist who all look after their mothers. And I play one of them.
Yeah.
Aww.
And I genuinely always thought I was going to be fired when I was doing this. When I was casting, I was so surprised. It's the first thing I've ever read that was really good. You know when they send you the two-pager?
I don't personally know.
All the time.
Listen, I don't get them often. The last thing I auditioned for before Four Mothers was to play a fork in a health and safety ad for barbecues.
Amazing. Like,
and I didn't get it.
And you did, you didn't
well,
get
you know
a
what?
Fork.
Everything for a reason. When one door closes, look at the opportunities they've
exactly.
opened.
Who else is in this movie?
Fionnuala Flanagan is in it. Dervla Malloy plays my mother. She is incredible.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Stella McCusker is absolutely hilarious in it. And Paddy Glynn. And also Gordon Hickey plays my friend. I keep saying boyfriend because we did, when we were in Maspalomas, we did shoot a big snogging scene.
Oh.
Yeah, but that didn't go in the end. Oh. No, apparently I'm not an attractive kisser, I think. That's what I've learned.
Sorry, absolutely gas. You were brilliant on Dancing with the Stars. What has life been like since it finished?
It's been so weird. I'm so bored.
Life is just so boring.
Like, there was seven, like, it's 7 days. Like, yeah. it's seven days a week, and it's been like that since New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I had just the best time. Stephen is just still my favourite person in the world.
Brilliant.
I just talked to him this morning.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just so much fun. Everyone was lovely. I honestly thought there would be a few dicks, but there weren't.
Okay, fair. But like, you can't be bored. You've obviously got your podcast and your gigging as well.
Yes, I've got a podcast called Agony Rants with Niamh Cavanagh, which comes out every single Monday, and I'm doing, my tour is still ongoing.
Yeah.
But honestly, I'm so bored. I just want to be dancing.
But you could incorporate dancing into your stand-up.
Yeah.
Yeah, possibly. Like, we were talking about maybe doing something at Baker Street, because I've got Baker Street on the 25th of April.
Oh, brilliant.
See, like, I've just had a bit of a job done on my back, so we'll see. If I'm back, if I can do bum spins, I'll do it.
You could just, you know, move an arm or two and just get the backing dancers to do a lot of the work.
Let's even
do
that.
Totally. Yeah, that's going to be great. So where can people get tickets for your gig at Vicar Street?
Carolfarley.com.
Fabulous.
Excellent stuff. And where can they find the podcast?
The podcast is on wherever they do their listening.
Wherever you do your listening.
And also, I've got a new podcast coming.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, it'll be starting in 2 weeks. It's called Chat with Cherubs. It's with Josh Jones and Morgan Reese. Josh is from Manchester. Morgan is from Wales. So it's three gay comics from these isles. And
brilliant.
Yeah.
So that's starting in 2 weeks' time. So good. And of course, Four Mothers is out in cinemas from tomorrow.
Comes out tomorrow.
Go
see it this weekend because it's the opening weekend.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Honestly so brilliant. I think just anyone who's Irish, lives in Ireland, like you say, has been a carer, the gays, the mammies, gay adjacent, I think everyone will love it. It's honestly so good.
It's a very sweet film, and Variety, when it was at some festival in America, I can't remember which one, you know, festivals in America, of course. And Variety gave it a great review. They said it's like an Irish Golden Girls.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's
brilliant. that's the review you want.
Yeah.
Girl Variety, great to see you. Thanks for coming to see us at 98FM.
Get up! 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.